from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmonson District Hospital has two new specialists on staff. One is an orthopedic surgeon, the other a radiologist. Dr. Lydia Goff is the orthopedic surgeon. She previously worked as a locum at TADH and says that experience with kind patients and staff made it easy to accept the offer of a permanent position. Radiologist Dr. Natasha LaRocque also says the collegial staff, welcoming community, and wide range of practice drew her to the hospital. Both doctors cite the closeness of the outdoors as an advantage of moving to Timmins. While school buses were canceled the first 2 days of this week because of the extreme cold, transit buses were on the road. The diesel fuel powering school buses turns to jelly between the rear tank and the engine in the front when the temperature is minus 36 or colder. However, Timmins Transit Operations Manager Marcel Cote says his bus's engines are in the back and the fuel tanks are right beside them. That keeps them warm. He says keeping the buses stored indoors overnight is another advantage. Seven grants of up to $3,000 each are available to high school and post-secondary students to set up their own summer businesses. The Summer Company Program is being administered by the Timmins-based Business Enterprise Center for the entire Cochrane District, plus Horn Payne and the James Bay Coast. Business development consultant Mike Scott says it allows you to work for yourself and decide if entrepreneurship is a potential career.
Essentially, it has to be a simple enough startup that it can be done in a matter of a month or two, seeing as from the time you apply for the program to the time you actually launch in the summer, it's pretty short turnarounds.
Scott emphasizes that you won't be on your own. Help is available for the application process right through your summer in business. Federal Environment Minister Stephen Gilbo says he'd work with Mark Carney as the new Liberal leader to find a replacement for the carbon tax. Gilbo is now backing the former Bank of Canada governor in the leadership race. While Carney hasn't said he'd scrap the tax, he has said he's open to alternatives. His main rival, former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, has said she'll abandon consumer carbon pricing completely and look for a different way to charge industry for its emissions.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.